86-year-old grandmothers are being strip-searched at the airport right now. Meanwhile, young men walk into concerts without even going through a metal detector. That is nuts. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will be talking about pet peeves. You have them. I have them. Christina has them. We all have them. And we will talk about the ones that get under our skin the most. Then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the Muni meter. This thing, this one meter that controls six or seven city blocks. You gotta find it, you gotta walk back to your car. It's a nightmare, we'll have the story. Then, the lack of convenience at the convenience store. I went in for a simple cup of coffee. It turned into an excursion into the absurd, and we will talk about it. We start things off this hour with the very unfortunate story of the murder of Voice contestant Christina Grimmie after a concert in Orlando last Friday night. What a terrible story. I mean, somebody just starting out in her career. She was a YouTube sensation. She finished third on The Voice a couple of seasons back. After the performance, she's signing autographs when a deranged lunatic comes up and guns her down. How can somebody walk into any performance facility with a gun in the year 2016? We are 15 years removed from 9/11, when we took security from one level and brought it to a whole different level, everywhere. Try to get into a sporting event without going through a metal detector. You cannot. I live in the New York City area. I go to many New York Met games a year. I go to a few New York Knicks games a year. I get patted down. I get wanded. If they pat me down and they feel something in my pocket that seems kind of odd, like if I have a little bottle of hand sanitizer, what is that? And I have to show it to them. You cannot get into a public facility any longer without going through any kind of stringent search. How can you be allowed into any performance facility? We have had stalkers. We have had nuts that follow celebrities for years and years. And why was this facility allowing people to go in without being wanded? You don't need to walk through this giant walk-through metal detector. They have the portable wands. If you have a gun on you, the detector will go off and you will be stopped. This really gets to me because we take these major security precautions at these large facilities. Okay, if this was a concert, let's say for Elton John at Madison Square Garden in New York City or at the Staples Center out in LA, you would have to go through all different kinds of security to get into the building, to sit hundreds of feet away from the performer. This is a situation where after the performance, she was signing autographs and taking selfies with people, and this person was allowed to come up right in front of her. If that is your venue, understand that and provide that extra level of security. They went through the bags. They searched the bags. So what? And you know what that means? That means nothing. It's a CYA situation. Okay? Yeah, we could say it. It's a cover your ass situation. It's this cursory little, oh, they go past the chiclets and oh, there's the lipstick. Oh, and there's this, there's that. Thank you. Goodbye. They barely search anything. You need strict metal detection at any public facility, any performance facility. I don't care if you have 20,000 people coming or 200, because it only takes one nut, like what happened here in Orlando with Christina Grimmie. You know, how do you, in this day and age, when we know we have situations and we have problems with nuts walking around with guns, that we can allow a situation like this to take place? What an abject waste. A 22-year-old kid just starting out in her career and some deranged lunatic ends it. And then he took himself out after Grimmie's brother knocked him down. But this is terrible. Any performance facility, I don't care if it sits 100,000 people or five people, provide a level of security not only for the performer, but for those going to see the performance, so that you know that you're safe, and so the performer knows that he or she is safe. This is not a safe world we live in, and we have a great many nuts in this world. And one nut was able to get through and end a life. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jake returned from the Persian Gulf, his legs were paralyzed. His family brought their tools to his rented house and removed stairs, built ramps, and lowered countertops. But Jake's landlord says these major alterations were not approved, and they've destroyed his house. He's suing. Who do you think will win this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court ruled that a landlord cannot prohibit modifications which allow a disabled person the right to fully enjoy the premises. Even though they've drastically changed a rented house, the alterations made for Jake's life in a wheelchair can stay. And that's the final verdict.